If you've wondered why ultra-high performers produce greater results than their peers, you are holding all the answers in your hand. It's not what they sell, it's how they sell. If you are seeking a true competitive advantage that will set you apart in the sales profession, follow Jeb's recipe carefully, and you'll soon take your place among the ultra-high performers. Anthony Iannarino, author of The Only Sales Guide You'll Ever Need, and publisher of The Sales Blog.
Chapter 1. The Mysterious Brown Bag. It is the dim haze of mystery that adds enchantment to pursuit. Antoine Rivarol. At the young age of 23, Art had just landed a huge promotion, or in his words, someone left the company and I got lucky. As a lead sales representative, he worked with complex, long-cycle deals, not the typical sales role handed to a wet-behind-the-ears 23-year-old. Fortunately, Art had two things in his favor, an unequal drive to succeed and a great mentor. His mentor and sales manager was a company legend. Joe had his name etched on pretty much every award the company bestowed and on many of the largest customers in the organization's account base. Joe appreciated Art's willingness to learn and took him under his wing. To me, at that young age, Joe looked ancient, Art jokes. He'd been around forever, but he knew the answers to every question and where to find any tidbit of information, and boy did he know how to talk to customers. It was Joe who taught Art one of the most valuable lessons of his young career. You must learn to speak your prospect's language because people buy for their reasons, not yours. The lesson of a lifetime. Art had been working on a deal with a local bakery. Everything was going along without a hitch until Art presented his pricing. Mr. Calese, the owner, was adamant that Art's rates were too high, and he wouldn't budge from his position. Art had been going back and forth trying to convince him that even though his rates were a little higher than his competitors, the added value from the quality of his service was more than worth it. But he was getting nowhere. According to Art, Mr. Clazy kept throwing the competitors' low prices back in his face, but he was in a tight spot. If he went any lower, he wouldn't make a dime of commission, and worse, he'd have to get approval from his district manager, and that would not be a pleasant experience. During a pipeline review with Joe, Art explained that the Calese deal was stalled and expressed his frustration over their high rates. He told Joe that if they didn't get their prices in line with the competitors, he was never going to be able to sell anything. Art smiled as he explained this to me and said that he might have been just a little bit hot-headed back then. And then he told me the story of how Joe taught him an indelible lesson. Joe didn't flinch. He just stood up and said, "Come on." We walked out to his car and he motioned for me to get in. Then Joe drives us to a local grocery store, parks the car, and says, "Wait here." 10 minutes later, he comes out carrying a brown paper bag. He stuffs the bag in the back seat, puts the car in drive, and off we go. A half hour later, we're sitting in the lobby of the Calese Baking Company waiting for Mr. Calese to arrive, the mysterious brown bag perched on Joe's lap. After a 20-minute or so wait, an assistant ushers us into Mr. Calese's office. The brown bag is clutched in Joe's hands. We sit down at Mr. Calese's desk, and Joe started the conversation in a relaxed, almost nonchalant tone. "Mr. Calese, Art tells me that we've been working with you on a truck leasing program for your delivery fleet. He says you feel our rates are a bit too high, and I came down here to learn more." Then he shut up. Mr. Calese leaned back in his chair, crossed his arms, and said, "I appreciate that you took the time to come all the way down here, but the fact is your rates aren't a bit higher. They're way higher than your competitors. You aren't even close. I know you're going to say that your service and quality are better, but you can save your breath because I've heard it all before. All you truck companies are the same. And if you can't get your prices in line with your competitors, we don't have anything to talk about." Joe wasn't the least bit ruffled. He placed the brown bag on Mr. Clazy's desk, slowly unfolded the top, and pulled two loaves of bread out of the bag. Joe set the bag on the floor and placed the loaves directly in front of Mr. Calese. Joe allowed the silence to hang in the air for just a moment before speaking. "Mr. Calese, I'm just curious. What's the difference between this loaf of supermarket brand white bread that costs 63 cents and this loaf of Calese Italian bread that costs $1.87?